step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Mojo in the morning. We were always just minutes away from proving how stupid morning radio can be.
All right, phone scam, dirty, and a bunch of other things coming up this morning here on the Mojo in the Morning show. Thanks for being here, listening to us, maybe on the iHeartRadio app, America's number one app for entertainment. You can download the free iHeartRadio app today and actually not only get connected with, your favorite morning shows or radio stations from across the globe, but also the most podcast ever, because we're number one for podcasts and everybody's got a podcast these days. I mean, you know, who doesn't do a podcast? Anyway, you know what the new thing now is? Remember it used to be, you know, here's my mixtape, you know, yeah. Or listen, oh my gosh, here's my here's my new music. Well, I want you guys to listen to it. I'm, you know,
blogs, food blogs and travel blogs. Every girl's got a blog.
That yeah. Now everybody's got a podcast. Mm-hmm. Because there was a guy that recognized Chelsea at Kroger, and he goes, "Hey, are you Chelsea?" And Chelsea's like, "Oh my God, who is this? Like a neighbor or something like that?" He goes, "I listen to Mojo all the time." And he's like, "Can you do me a favor?
Oh, no.
Can you tell him that I got a podcast?" And so he's telling her about the podcast that he had and how, he's got like 100 downloads or something. So
nice.
It's kind of funny, but.
Well, Shannon's nice because Shannon, we get asked to be on podcasts all the time and I turn people down all the time. And yeah. I'm always like, we hardly have time to do our own podcasts. I'm not going to be on 83 other podcasts. Shannon's always so nice and does them all. She likes helping people. I don't like being so helpful. No.
I don't mind being on a podcast if I don't have to leave my house.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I'll be on your, if I can call in or like, if I have to go in somewhere, like, I think I came up with Chelsea with the idea that I'm gonna officially put a studio in my house.
Are you?
Because of
that'd
this
be
broadcasting
so cool.
From home stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do like if I do a studio, I want to do a studio. Like I want it to be so nice that I'd never want to leave my house to drive to the radio studios. I want it to actually be that broadcast ability, and then I'll do a grocery store guy's podcast. Oh, speaking of Chelsea, she's on the phone because I asked Ellen to get her on the phone. Because something that I learned recently about Chelsea is, Chelsea, are you there?
I'm here.
And I know you have to leave in moments, so I'm going to let you go here in a second.
Yep.
Okay. But I've mentioned on the show numerous times how amazing you are. And I would not be in the shape that I am today if it wasn't for you. I'm not going to get into that, but I want to get into why won't you let me call you by a pet name?
Because they're stupid, and it's not my name, and I can't stand it, and I want you to stop.
For some reason, over the last 6 weeks, I have found myself from time to time trying to call Chelsea Babe. And every time I call her that, she looks at me and goes, "That's not my name."
Have you always called her Babe
like it. So
as a pet name?
No, I've never called Chelsea by a pet name ever. I've never called her Babe. And then I said, oh, maybe I'll try a different one. I tried Honey. She didn't like that one either.
Is it because it sounds so foreign because you're just trying it out new here and you guys have been together for so long?
I don't know if it's that or if it's just Chelsea. She just doesn't like pet names. Chelsea, what's the story?
The story is I don't like them.
You don't like pet names?
No, I never have.
Like, is there anything I could call you that besides
it's Chelsea?
It's Chelsea.
No, just Chelsea.
That's it.
Or boss.
Why is it? What? Boss.
Could you imagine?
Girl, can I call you girl? Can I call you?
Oh, no. Chelsea. Chelsea's good.
I'm assuming, Shannon, you're a pet name person. You like pet names.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously don't have a significant other, but I have a bajillion pet names for my kids. Is it the same, though?
Yeah.
But I've always been a pet names person in relationships. Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
What about you, Spike? Are you a pet name type guy?
I have a name for Shannon, yes.
What? Chelsea, did she hang up?
Well, she said she had to go.
Girl, you crazy.
That's all I got out of her.
Yeah.
That's it.
What about you, Ellen? You like pet names? Our producer, Ellen. Do you like in relationships when a guy calls you by a pet name?
Not in public, and it would have to be a specific name.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Tell us. Ever?
Baby. No. Yeah, no baby.
You don't like baby?
No. No baby. Sweet. Babe, fine. Baby, like, no.
Also not in front of anyone, literally ever.
How about?
Evil, crazy bitch.
Yeah. Why is it? You know, it's funny, though. Chelsea's 86-year-old or 87-year-old grandfather will call, call Chelsea by pet names. Like, he calls her all the time. Hey, baby, how you doing? Like, that stuff like that.
For some reason,
and
that's
she's
so
fine with
that's
it.
So different. Like, Norm, our agent, God rest his soul, he always called me baby. Hey, mm-hmm. baby, how you doing? Hey, baby.
Norm would even call me babe once in a while. And it's endearing when an older person does it.
I don't know why when I hear couples call each other baby. Ooh. That one. I don't know. Are you calling her back?
No, I'm calling Chelsea's grandfather to see if there's any way. I don't know. Megan, are you a pet name person?
Yeah, but only for bad reasons.
What do you mean?
I usually do it when I forget their name or I'm going to call them by the wrong relationship's name. Yep, that's something that happened. I used to be like, babe, will you go do this?
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a bad person.
So you use pet names to be a little deceitful. You use them to get your way.
Yeah, I don't do it in an endearing way. I do it because I forgot your name or I'm scared that I'm going to call you by the wrong name. Also, when I date somebody for like the first 3 weeks before every date, before every text, I check on Facebook to make sure I'm talking to the right person because I probably forgot your name. I'm a bad person. I don't care.
Mike, please tell me since Mike is our hot Latina of the show, or Latino of the show.
Are you daddy?
What do you call your hot Latina? Do you call her
mommy,
poppy and mommy and all that stuff?
So, yeah, it's not, there's no pet names, but it's the way that she says. So she'll go into like a Hispanic accent, a Mexican accent, and she'll say things like poppy, and but never like day-to-day stuff. Like if she knows she's trying to like get me going, she'll say that. She wrote something the other day on Facebook and called me king. Which she's never done before.
I saw that.
And I was like, that was like, whoa.
Did you like that?
She said, you are my king.
Yeah, she's never, that's brand new. It's never been done before.
The ultimate compliment, right?
I felt like it. Yeah, yeah. But everyday life now, it's usually like, hey, you. And just normal stuff.
John, what's going on? John, it's Mojo in the Morning Show.
Hey, Mojo, welcome back. Glad to see you're healthy and things worked out. I'm a truck driver. I just come out of a 30-year marriage and never had a pet name. And I'm with a young lady now, and she calls me babe all the time, or love.
Love. I love love.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah.
And it's hard to get used to. I don't have a problem with it. I really haven't come up with a pet name for her, but I'm sure she'd be open to it because of the way relationship is.
Yeah. I love that.
That is love is great, man. That's awesome, John. It sounds like you got a good, healthy relationship there. Katie's not a pet name person. You don't like the name that your boyfriend calls you, right?
No, I was married for 10 years and he always called me babe and I was perfectly fine with it. Well, now I've been seeing a guy for like 6 months and he calls me mama. And like my skin crawls every time he says it.
Have you ever just flat out told him I don't like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. And I'm like, I don't like it. And he's like, why don't you like it? You're a mama. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a mom, but I'm not your mom.
Yeah. When girls say poppy, I know they're, you know, like to, it's weird to sexualize a mom and dad title like that.
Said mama? Was it AC Slater on Saved by the Bell? Isn't that what he called Jesse? Mama? Uh-huh. Mama? Am I making that up in my head?
No, you're right. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
And don't rule out poppy till somebody who calls you poppy.
Well, maybe if I was Latino, it'd be different. I just think it's weird, like, especially when it is getting sexual.
I think with the
accent,
it's hot.
Yes.
Brittany.
It's a complete turn off for me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katie. Brittany, what's up?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh, I couldn't hear
Hello,
you.
Hello, love.
Sorry.
Hello, pumpkin. Yes. Go ahead, Sugar Plum. You're on the air.
By the way.
So I was dating someone for about 3 weeks, and when he introduced himself, I forgot his name, so I just called him Babe, and it wasn't until he introduced himself to one of my friends that I figured out his name again.
Wow, yes. So you pulled the Megan trick.
Basically.
My girl.
Wait, how difficult was his name to remember?
It was Eric.
I mean, it seems weird that you don't know each other well enough that you can't even remember his name, but you throw out the Babe right away. It would feel weird because you're not that close, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a lot of chat over the phone and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, we got to know each other. Hmm. So I just kind of got in the routine of it because I felt bad at that point, like asking, what's your name again?
And now you make all your men wear name tags from now on.
No, now I'm married.
I like this, by the way.
Years, so. What?
Multiple people, Brittany, have been telling us through text message that they use pet names, but when their spouse uses their real name, that's when they know
it's weird.
That they're mad at them.
Mm. Yeah.
Cody, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, Cody.
Hi there.
Hi, so Cody? Me and my girlfriend, we literally call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, so usually know that if we bust out the real names, if the other person is in trouble or they're really wanting your attention.
That's funny because it does sound a little formal. Like, where would you like to go to dinner, girlfriend? I don't know, boyfriend. What do you think?
It's Wait, do people in public when you do that?
Too, like my mom will call her girlfriend as well.
Oh, really? Do people when you're in public look at you guys like you're weird?
Oh no. It's 2021, man.
They don't.
It's still weird.
You can do anything nowadays, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't remember Vice President Pence would always call his wife mother, and I always thought that was really weird, like mother.
Well, we just had our first child a few days ago too, so I've taken to kind of calling her mamas every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I'm moving on.
Thank
We're moving on here right now.
You do whatever you want to do, Muffin.
The delay is getting even longer right now. That, by the way, that was supposed to be just our little secret. Only when I'm in studio with you can you look at me and call me Muffin.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.